This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So this week we're talking a lot of Canes football, Dolphins season post-mortem. We've obviously got the latest on the Heat, the Panthers, Canes basketball. Don't miss a thing. Make sure you download the Odyssey app, or you can listen to our podcast on the iHeartRadio app or TuneIn app. And then you mimic Hochman, Crowder, and Solana, your favorite show. And you get us wherever you listen to your podcast. All right. Clay Ferraro is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Clay Ferraro is a sports anchor and reporter on Local 10 here in Miami. Before we talk football, I remind you, the best place to get geared up with Canes gear is Caneswear and Davey, baby. And you better be geared up right about now, Jack. There's a big one coming up on Thursday. But I want to talk Dolphins, Clay. Hello, Clay. Happy New Year. Too late to say Happy New Year?
Too late.
According to Larry David, wasn't yesterday the last day that you're allowed to?
Yeah, Saturday night.
The third. Okay. Well, I take it back, Clay. I hope you have a terrible New Year.
Yeah, that's, ditto.
All right, let's talk Dolphins. Have you seen enough from Mike McDaniel in four seasons to say definitively, yes, he should continue on as Dolphins head coach, or no, he absolutely should not be the Dolphins head coach for a fifth season? Or are you still in this mode of, yeah, I don't know. I don't have a determination.
Yeah, I think I'm in the latter category, the purgatory that nobody wants to be in. And, you know, I think that's why I'm not of the mindset of you absolutely have to fire him. And what I've said from the beginning with this stuff is I just wish that one person would make the decision. I just wish that you would bring in somebody and say, this person is making the football decisions in our organization, and I trust that person. And the whole Troy Aikman thing to me, guys, it's like, it just feels like everything that the Dolphins have done for the last 15, 20 years, where it's, they're telling you they don't trust anybody within the organization to make these big decisions, so they're bringing somebody else to come in. I get it, like, more information is better, and yet at some point somebody has to be willing to make a decision and bring in somebody that you trust and just roll with it. Because I just feel like there's been this piecemeal approach for the last decade plus, and it's kind of gotten us on this hamster wheel.
Yeah, Clay, all decisions I make moving forward, I need Troy Aikman involved. That's what. Oh, Troy.
What are we eating for dinner? Ask Troy. What's the
WWTD? What would Troy do?
What would Troy do? You see, yeah. What would he go to Oklahoma? I know he's UCLA, started Oklahoma, so I don't know if he's like a sushi or a steak guy. But we're going to consult Troy on every decision we make.
And Clay, with the McDaniel thing, because we talked about it too, where, you know, we were talking, Hawk was bringing it up earlier, where we're so far behind on the coaching hire, you know, search and everything. Like, now you fire him now, you know, there's so many other guys that you could have talked to if you fired him week four or five. But the thought of keeping a guy around just because you're comfortable with him, even if, because I joke about it, if you talk about his entire time as Dolphins coach, you're going to talk about the 70-point game against the Broncos in 2023. That's the highlight of his entire career. You keep a guy around for one game 3 years ago, it just doesn't make sense to me.
No, I agree with that. And I think, I'm sure there is more to it. And yet from the outside, there really isn't. And I think my thing with all of this is, if you're going to ask me what I would do, it would be, let's, for the first time in forever, not the quote Frozen, but for the first time in forever, like, let's rip the Band-Aid off and just have a cleansing. Like, let's have everything start fresh, start with a new direction. And, you know, I've told you guys before, I follow the Saints because I was born in Louisiana. And when you had Dennis Allen in the building, it just felt like you were trying to keep the same thing going from Sean Payton. And it just, you can't do that. Like, at some point, you just have to start fresh. And this year, it feels like they're going in the right direction because they finally said, this is not working. Everybody needs just a new voices all the way around. And I, for whatever reason, it just feels like Stephen Ross doesn't want to do that. And I don't get it. I never have. And yet it feels like that's what they're doing again.
In the past, and I remember this going back to when they were hiring Joe Philbin, potential general managers wouldn't want to take on a job based on the owner saying, no, but you're coming here, but we're keeping this head coach. And I understand that. Do you think there's potential general managers who the Dolphins would be interested in that would have less interest in this job if it meant keeping Mike McDaniel as the head coach?
Boy, I sure hope not. And yet, doesn't it feel like that's kind of the direction we're going again? And I think that's where, you know, again, I go back to what I said at the beginning. The only thing I don't want is for you to tell whoever you're hiring as GM is you have to do something, whether except win. Like, just let the GM figure it out. That's what you're hiring that person to do. And I'm absolutely sure that if you're a candidate that is coveted by a number of different teams and you're already having handcuffs put on you at the outset, yeah, man, that kind of like slows down my ability to just jump at the first offer if it's from Miami. And I don't know why. I don't know why this is how they do things, but it's been how they've done things at least as long as I can remember, unfortunately.
Is it as simple possibly, if I gave you the context, your quarterback is going to have his absolute worst season. He regressed. It wasn't a little blip. He regressed. Has his awful worst season that you could ever imagine, and your top wide receiver is going to be injured for almost the entirety of the season. If I said that, could you understand where Stephen Ross says, you know what, I could let Mike McDaniel do this again, because any team in that situation, their quarterback underperforms by a mile and their top wide receiver is gone, any team is going to have difficulties.
Yeah, I would say my issue with that is that, number one, it looked bad before Tyreek got hurt. It looked like we were going down the same path. And number two, the biggest reason you brought Mike McDaniel here was to fix your quarterback situation. And, you know, maybe he did for a year. But, you know, if your selling point is, man, I think this guy is so great, so accurate, I can build everything around him, and then it doesn't work. Well, you know, why are we running on this hamster wheel again? It didn't work. Let's move on. So I guess that's my thing. I understand the idea that there were some issues that they had to fight. And yet, even before all of that started happening, it looked like we were going down the same path.
And with the Tua thing, Clay, nobody knows what's going to happen, but do they kind of Russell Wilson him? Just take whatever you can get for him. See if somebody will pick up some of that $50 million. Or do you think they try to make Tua backup or bring a young guy and let him mentor? Like, where is this Tua thing going to go from here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So if they're smart, they'll do the Russell Wilson thing. And I think ultimately they will, because I think there's a precedent of seeing it work. And I think that's the one thing that, you know, if you've seen how Stephen Ross has done things with this, you know, you go back with the year where they tanked, and, you know, tank for Tua was the big thing we heard. But in reality, they wanted Joe Burrow, but they were, in fact, tanking. And so it's, you know, it was kind of the chic thing at the time. And so I think you can look at Denver and say, all right, look what they've done. They weren't afraid to move on. You know, when you're very clear that the quarterback ain't it, I do think that they're willing to do that. I do think that would be the smart option. Now let's do it. You know, that's number one. Let's do that. Let's cut bait. And honestly, that's kind of getting back to what I was saying earlier about, you just need fresh. You need fresh all the way around. You don't need any of this. And, you know, I think unfortunately, Tua is not the player he was 2-3 years ago. You know, so you're not getting that back. So cut bait, move on, and you know, hopefully he finds a spot somewhere else as a backup, and everybody can live happily.
With that in mind, Clay, the Dolphins have the 11th overall selection. What's your philosophy here in terms of what they should do? And I know we don't know the GM, we don't know the next era, what it's going to look like.
Kicker.
should it just be, hey, 11th overall pick, take the best quarterback? Should it just be take the best player? Should they go all in and trade up for a guy, a quarterback that they like? Like, how do you approach this considering you're out of the top 10?
I just can't stand the idea of best position available. Like just saying, well, you know, the top five quarterbacks on our board were taken, but, you know, the sixth guy looks okay. You know, I would never do that. I think you either have to be so convicted about a quarterback that you're willing to make the big move to go up and get him, or just don't take him. Like, take the best player on your board. And look, within reason, right? Like, let's say you go into this and you get a GM who's very good and you trust him, and he tells you, I firmly believe in Ty Simpson. I think he is that dude. I think he's going to be it, and he's there when you pick. Fine. I have no problem with that. Again, allow your football decision makers to make the big decision. But the idea of, all right, well, whoever the best defensive back left, whoever the best quarterback is left, I just never subscribe to that, because you're pigeonholing yourself into reaching for a player at a position of need, which never ends well.
But Clay, aren't we a lot further? Because the quarterback is the most, you know, polarizing maybe figure in sports, period. But isn't there so much more to fix on this team? Or if we did, let's say we had Joe Burrow, would we be a playoff team right now, Joe Burrow, with this roster? That's the one thing this new GM coming in has to know, right?
But yeah, and I don't have the answer to that. What I will say is, once you've got the quarterback question figured out, you can figure out everything else. And, you know, until you do, then you're trying to figure out everything else while still knowing that none of it may matter, because you don't have the most important question answered. So I throw every resource I can into trying to figure that out. Let's see if Baltimore, whatever's going on with Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh and all that stuff, like, hey, give a call. Let's see what happens. Like, call around, see if there's any of these guys that, you know, and by the way, you would have to look at Lamar's film and figure out why it felt like he regressed a little bit. But I think you need to shake every tree, man. You have to look all around. You have to do every piece of due diligence that you can on the most important position in team sports, because until you have that answered, I don't care what you do elsewhere. You can have a really good roster beyond that. But if you don't have that dude, then you're not going to go where you want to go. And you're constantly trying to answer that question.
Please shake the Joe Burrow tree. Shake it. Yeah. Just keep shaking it. Shake the Joe Burrow tree. Whatever it takes.
Over right. Lamar?
Clay, yes, over Lamar Jackson. Mm. Shake the Joe Burrow tree. I think there's a better chance of Joe Burrow being done in Cincinnati than there is Lamar being done in Baltimore. Personal opinion. And I think Baltimore is going to be in this spot where they go, hey, We could very well be in the playoffs. No one would have this conversation. So we're not going to pretend like something went wrong this season other than one errant field goal try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.